on ESPN Central Texas.
Sanders gets a shotgun snap, hands it off, Hubbard up the middle, big hole, and Hubbard's on the loose. Hubbard to midfield, to the K-State 40, 35-30, 25-20, 15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, 84 yards for Chuba Hubbard.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Snap to Jalen Hurts, play action. Looks right, wants to throw, looks back middle, flings it across the middle. CD caught it, midfield, breaks away. It's a race, 35 to the 30, to the 20. They're not going to get him, 10-5, Pater. Touchdown, 71-yard CD Lamb.
Now previewing this weekend's action in the Big 12 Conference, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris.
Hi and welcome, John Morris Show on a Friday. Glad you're with us. Highlight cuts in the open from the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. We'll talk a lot about Baylor K-State coming up tomorrow in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. Heard Dave Hunziker, the Oklahoma State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Oklahoma State. On the road at Texas Tech, that's tomorrow morning at 11. It's on FS1. Then Toby Rowland from the Sooner Sports Network, Learfield IMG College, the sixth-ranked undefeated Oklahoma Sooners. They are headed to Lawrence to play KU. That is tomorrow morning at 11. Talk about all the Big 12 games coming up in a bit. That is tomorrow, first time all year, all 10 teams playing each other in five conference games. So we'll talk about all that, but being a Friday, let's lead with high school football and a full slate of games coming up this evening. Garrett is here, and Stephen Simcox joins us. And guys, tell us what's on tap for Friday night football.
All right, so the first game we got, it's going to be a Saturday matchup at the six-man ranks. You're going to have number four White Deer facing, they're 4-1. They're taking on Milford, who is also 4-1. Both these teams are coming off tough losses at home against perennial powers. White Deer fell to Borden County last week, 66-37, and Milford fell to Strawn, 50-34. Both of these teams have overcome adversity. Right now, White Deer's averaging 49.6 points per game, and they're giving up 26.8, while Milford's averaging 54.8 points per game and giving up 38.2. White Deer's big win came over number 9 Paducah 28-20, while Milford's came over number 8 Oakwood 76-54. Last year, White Deer kind of built some momentum, and they made it to the playoffs, had a decent run going, but unfortunately, they came up against the eventual state champions McLean and fell in that matchup. One unique aspect of this game is White Deer is traveling 6 hours to Milford to play, and if you know six man, if some weird turn of events were to happen, the game could end at halftime. So think about that. You know, you drive 6 hours for a game that could last possibly like 30 minutes.
So White Deer is up in the panhandle,
yeah,
probably?
Yeah, it's up in the panhandle.
Okay.
And they're coming all the way. And I need to find out if this is a home-and-home thing.
Yeah.
You know, with it being that much of a distance, it's very possible. Mm-hmm. But that's something I'm going to dig into.
That's a lot of time on the yellow dog, man.
Yeah, that's a long bus trip. Have you ever been to a six-man game, J-Mo?
I have. Yeah, I have. And it's been a while, but very entertaining, that's for sure.
Do they play six-man in Kentucky? Or
no,
is it...
no, they don't. The first one I ever saw was here.
Okay. Another game going on tonight, Burton at Rogers. Rogers is 5-0, Burton is 3-2. Rogers ranked number 5. They're having a great season, and they're coming off a really impressive win on the road against Crawford, 35-28. Stopped the Pirates on a 4th-and-goal in double overtime last week to secure the victory. And Burton's a good team. That 3-2 record is a little deceiving. They were ranked in the top 10 before a week 4 loss to Weimar, and both these teams have a lot of history and have shown that they can handle adversity. Burton's other loss came to number 2 Shiner, and that was a pretty lopsided affair, 49-0. But Burton is averaging 20 points a game and only allowing 24. And you'd think a lot of that is inflated by that 49 that Shiner put on them. And Rogers is averaging 51 points a game and allowing 28. The Eagles have been really impressive this year, so they'll look to move to 6-0 tonight against Burton.
Another game we have tonight is going to be number 8 Robinson, who's 4-0, at Salado, who's 3-2. Robinson's, you know, they've been a surprise this year. No, I don't think anybody really expected them to be, you know, this good, but they're a senior heavy team. They have 30 seniors on their roster, and, you know, a lot of those are playmakers. Salado last week, they they played Conley really tough in the first half. They were actually up 21 to nothing on the Cadets before Conley climbed back into that game. Robinson scored a season low last week of 33 points against Whitney. Their defense has allowed 25 points per game in the past two games, which is, you know, going off of their opening season, it's kind of odd because they were holding teams to single-digit points. Salado is on a three-game win streak before last week when they started. Now they're trying to avoid going 0-2 in district. Robinson's averaging 49.5 points per game and giving up 18, and Salado's averaging 32 points per game while giving up 19.6. There's two common opponents so far on the season between these two, which is Troy and Taylor. Robinson is undefeated against both. They defeated Troy 63-35, and they defeated Taylor 47-7. Salado, on the other hand, is 1-1. Troy defeated Salado 28-14, but Salado was able to get the victory over Taylor 24-21.
And that game can be heard on 104.9 FM. Another game on our airwaves tonight is Conley at Larena. That's on 1590 AM. Conley's 5-0. They're number two in the state. Larena's 3-2. And Conley's had 3 weeks in a row now where they played close games. And in the last 2 weeks, they've had kind of slow starts. They were in a dogfight with Gatesville for most of the game. They were tied at 15 late in the third before pulling away in that one. And then last week, they beat Salado 28-21. And Larena has had sort of an odd season. They're coming off a year where they went a couple rounds deep in the playoffs, but they've kind of struggled out the gates at times, been a little inconsistent. I know they lost to Fairfield last week, 41-21. Fairfield's also ranked in the top 10. They're a good team as well. And one of our listeners, Corey, passed along that Larena's dealing with some injuries right now.
Okay.
They're a little banged up, so that might explain why they've been a little up and down so far this year. But Conley's averaging 36 points a game, allowing 21. Larena's averaging 29 points a game and allowing 29. It's pretty even. And they have one common opponent, China Spring. Conley beat China Spring 21-20 in a really good game. And China Spring defeated Larena 42-21. And these are two programs know each other really well. Should be a good matchup tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And we have an intriguing game here. We have Gatesville at Glenrose. Now, both of these teams are 0-5. But granted, they have played really, really tough non-district schedules. I mean, let's see. Gatesville fell last week to number 10 Lampasas, 59-0, and Glenrose got beat by number 5 Decatur, 42-28. Their defense is they're really struggling to get teams stopped. Gatesville has played three teams who are currently ranked in the top 10: Robinson, Conley, and Lampasas, and two others at the time were ranked in Midlothian Heritage at Cameron Yeo. Glenrose has played five ranked teams as well so far this season. Gatesville is averaging 15.4 points per game and allowing 59 points per game. And Glenrose is averaging 16.4 and allowing 42.8. So with whoever's offense can actually get going will have the best chance of winning this game. And they have one common opponent in Conley. And Conley defeated Gatesville 50-21, and they defeated Glenrose 35-17.
And finally, on Fox Sports Central Texas tonight, a rivalry game, Temple at Belton. This game is sold out. Temple is 3-1 and undefeated in district play. They're 2-0. Belton is 2-3 and 2-1 in district play. The Tigers are coming off a loss to Colleen Shoemaker last Thursday, 42-23. And that was kind of a surprising result, but Shoemaker looks better than they have in the past couple of years. Temple had the bye week last week, and they defeated Harker Heights and Shoemaker in their first two district games. Last year, this was a thriller. Temple won in triple overtime on a walk-off touchdown. Belton's kicker, who I can't remember his name, he hit like a 54-yard mm-hmm. field goal in one of those overtimes to extend the game. Both teams played really well. And this is always a fun rivalry. Those two towns are right next to each other. So that'll be on Fox Sports Central Texas tonight. Temple's averaging 36 points a game and allowing 23. Belton's averaging 27 and allowing 37. Temple's been kind of inconsistent in games. Like, they've struggled in just about every game to start off, and then the second half they'll rebound and kind of impose their will. And Belton trying to bounce back from that loss to Shoemaker. So that's another game we'll have on our airwaves this evening.
And that's our high school football preview.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Temple Belton, that's always big.
Mm-hmm.
It has been forever.
Yes.
So that's great. Hey, appreciate it. You guys will be here for the scoreboard show after the games tonight.
Yeah, and is there anything on ESPN tonight?
Big baseball.
Yeah, we
baseball?
Have.
Okay.
Yeah, Twins and Yankees will be on here starting at 5:30, and okay. then it will run until
So we'll probably get on after that.
after baseball.
Show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd
all
imagine
right.
10:30, 11, something like that.
All right, good deal. We look forward to that. Stephen, while you're in here, Garrett and I, we like to do birthdays. Normally it's at the end of the show, but since you're in here, and since your birthday is
tomorrow,
happy birthday
right.
to you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, happy birthday. What do you have planned?
I'm having family and a few friends over, and we're going to watch the TCU-Iowa State game.
There you go.
At 11, and then me and Kristen are going down. There's a pizza place I really like in Georgetown, and they have this thing where it's called Baker's Choice, where you tell them like three or four things that you just don't like on your pizza,
yeah.
can't stand,
yeah.
and then they just surprise you.
Oh, really?
With some pizza. So we're gonna do that Saturday night.
What's the name of the place?
It's called 600 Degrees Pizzeria.
Cool. Very yeah. cool. That's kind of an interesting concept.
It is.
Well, very good. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, day
birthday.
Early.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Garrett and Steven with the high school preview games tonight. One of them, six-man matchup coming up tomorrow. We've got plenty more to come. Chris Allman will join us in a bit. He'll give us fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent, Kansas State. Coming up tomorrow, you'll enjoy hearing and learning from that. So we got that ahead, plus Big 12 preview. Plus, I was at a dinner with Tim Tebow last night. Tell you about that when we come back as well. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Hey Baylor Bear fans, get game day ready with Barefoot Campus Outfitters. From going to games to going out on the town or just hanging with friends, Barefoot's got you covered for all occasions. Show your green and white pride with polos, caps, tees, novelty items, and decals. New items arriving weekly. We are Bear Nation. Dress appropriately with Barefoot Campus Outfitters, located on I-35 next to VTEX Barbecue.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked Marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of Marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing offering seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years' experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Friday morning. Glad you're with us. Appreciate Stephen and Garrett. They've given us the high school preview of games tonight and tomorrow. Chris Allman will join us next segment, give us some fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent, Kansas State, coming up tomorrow. We're brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. All right, it was quite a busy night last night several options. Garrett, I was locked in to the CareNet Pregnancy Center banquet last night and glad to be there. Mm-hmm. But also going on last night was the Lady Bears tip-off dinner, welcome back dinner, which is always a huge affair right. in the Farrell Center. And also Baylor soccer playing last night. And they won over West Virginia, scoreless at halftime, and Baylor won 4-2. Stopped the presses. They didn't have to go to overtime to get the win. So a big win for Paul Jobson and Baylor soccer knocking off West Virginia.
So, I mean, I guess Baylor's trying to solidify themselves now as the front runner for the Big 12 and let West Virginia know, hey, we're here to stay.
Yes, I think you're right. West Virginia has stepped down this year by their standards, but they have won, as we talked about. West Virginia's won 5 of the 6 Big 12 championships since they've been in the league, and Baylor won the other one last year. So now Baylor's beaten them 2 years in a row. No other Big 12 school has done that.
That's very impressive. And like I said, I mean, I think it's a turn of the tides, you know, and, you know, Baylor's very impressive what they've been able to do. And, you know, at times they didn't have all their players. And it just shows the camaraderie and the great chemistry that they've been able to form. And, you know, you get the results like that, and it shows.
4-2 the final, only match of the week for Baylor soccer. They do not play again until next Thursday, so off on Sunday, and coming off a win 4-2 over West Virginia. Remind you that Baylor volleyball, number 1 in the nation, they play Kansas State tomorrow, 2 p.m. on the floor in the Farrell Center. There was a great crowd there on Wednesday when Baylor beat Oklahoma 3-0, and hopeful of a great crowd tomorrow as well. Baylor versus K-State volleyball, 2 o'clock in the Farrell Center. And Equestrian is hosting the Willis Invitational this weekend. Starts in about 40 minutes from right now and will be all day today and all day tomorrow. So check out Baylor Equestrian and their big home meet, the Willis Invitational, today and tomorrow.
It sounds like a packed house and a lot of activities for you to get out and go do and just go out and support Baylor. And everything that they've been able to do is really impressive. And, you know, get out there and show your support for one of the best athletic programs in the nation.
Yep, a lot going on. That's great. All right, mentioned the CareNet Pregnancy Center banquet last night. That was a huge affair. The real draw was Tim Tebow, who was the keynote speaker last night, and really good. I didn't have a chance to interact with him mm-hmm. much, and we shook hands when he was leaving the stage. I talked to him for 10 seconds, and that was about it. Didn't have a chance to interact, but man, is he a powerful speaker. He really is. And this whole banquet was very well done. It was just great. Deborah McGregor is the director of CareNet Pregnancy mm-hmm. Center. And, man, she is just such a go-getter. And as such, they don't shy away from, you know, folks like Tim Tebow getting them in here to be the speaker at dinners like this. And so she spoke, you know, kind of gave her vision for CareNet. and David Littlewood, TFNB, your bank for life. David spoke, gave a personal testimony and story. It was very powerful also. Kaylee Caperton-Melser gave her sort of her testimony and a song that she'd written just for this event, which was really, really good. Scott Salmons is the chairman of the board for CareNet, and Scott spoke and introduced Tim Tebow. And then Tim got up, and man, he was really, really good. And he just had, you know, he had the entire crowd, and it was about 1,200 is the number they said at the convention center last night. But just wonderful stories and how this applies to him and how it's affected his life, and told stories about his time and growing up in the Philippines, mm-hmm. and mission trips there and other places. And, you know, the general point that he made, or one of the main points, was he talked about how competitive he was even as a young kid. He talked about when he was playing Little League Baseball and the coach told him, told the team, "Now, guys, we're out here to have fun. It really doesn't matter if you win or lose. We just want to learn the game, be good sports, and have fun playing baseball." And Tim said he spoke up and told the coach, "No, you're wrong." He said, "We're here to win." And this was as like a 7 or 8 year old little leaguer.
I think one of the most unique highlights of him is, like, I think it's his senior year in high school, and he's got that broken leg, and he's still running. You know, he's just always had that mentality. You know, and it shows. And he's a great person to bring in to speak, because he can really control a room, and he just has a big personality that everybody can gravitate towards.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And his point again was, you know, sports is one thing, sports is great, but if that's all you have, you're missing the boat and you're missing the calling. And he really feels like he was called to share his testimony, share his stories, and, you know, share the love of Christ. And he did that in a very, very powerful way last night. So well done by the group, the organizing group, the staff, Deborah McGregor, everyone at CareNet Pregnancy Center, with Tim Tebow in last night. And just a really, really great program. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Chris Allman will join us. Chris on a Friday. Appreciate him being here, and he'll give us some fun facts to know and tell and share about Baylor's opponent tomorrow. Baylor in Kansas State tomorrow, 2:30 from Manhattan, Kansas. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us, John Morris Show. We'll be back in a moment. Brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hi, this is Brad Sham. Stonewood Dental is your comfortable and remarkable home for a full spectrum of general dentistry starting at age 6 months. They feature a specialized treatment of TMJ pain known as bioesthetics, the highest degree of bite correction treatment that relieves patients of pain and gives them the smile of a lifetime. From simple fillings to full cosmetic reconstructions, Stonewood Dental also specializes in oral or IV sedation, implants, and wisdom teeth removal. They accept most insurance policies, including Medicaid and CHIP, at Stonewood Dental in Robinson.
When it comes to me and my money, I know the way it should be. I need a partner I can count on. That's Genco and me. Genco is my credit union. They're always there for me. They're people I trust. They treat me like family. My money, my future, my credit union. Genco.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. Now, enjoy a savory sausage biscuit or sausage McMuffin with crispy hash browns for only $2. It's time to wake up breakfast. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco. 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. Tonight, we have high school football across all our family of stations. Temple, they'll be on the road taking on Belton. Here's Temple's head coach Scott Stewart talking about tonight's rivalry game.
You know, I think they're a good football team. I think they've been bit by the injury bug and they've tried to find themselves. They're well coached and they play their guts out. You can throw records out the window when it comes to probably anybody in this district, but especially when you get kind of a proximity game like this.
Temple versus Belton will be on AM 1330 and 93.9 FM. Waco High takes on Coppers Cove on 101.3 FM. Robinson is at Salado on 104.9 FM. And Connolly is at Lorena on AM 1590 and 99.3 FM. Pre-game for all is at 7 p.m. with kickoff at 7:30 and can be streamed live at CentexSportsFan.com under High School Football Broadcast.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's J-Mo Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Friday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross, and look who's here. Chris Allman is here with us. Chris, welcome to you.
Hey,
thanks for coming in. Like we said, our door is always open, except when the back door is locked.
And this is Astros playoff preview. Am I here for the right thing?
Yeah.
let me tell you, there is something else going on besides Astros playoffs.
Not in the Allman family. Not
in your mind, right? How do you even know who Baylor's playing?
You know what? My dad got on to me last week because I didn't remember the time of the Iowa State game when I was on with you. And asked, and my dad was like, my dad's the best, right? He's always wanting to like encourage us.
Sure.
And he was like, hey, just make sure you know the game time when you go on the air with the play-by-play guy. And
that's,
I was like,
that's such a minor thing. I'll handle that.
Yeah, I know. Not to my dad. He wants. It's like, okay.
He's quality control for
us. He's very much quality control.
That's good.
Now, that being said, I don't know what time the game is tomorrow.
No problem. 2:30. Yeah.
I know it's in Manhattan.
That's it.
Okay.
Which could be rainy, too.
Really?
Yes. Which would be interesting.
Did you get rain at your house last night?
Not a bit.
Oh,
not
man.
A drop.
We got a lot.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have a drop.
Yeah, I was kind of, Carrie and I looked at each other like, what is that
what
sound?
What is that?
Is Jesus coming back?
That's great. All right. Give us some fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent, Kansas State.
All right. We'll do some football notes questions first. First time these guys played Kansas State was in the Big Eight. They played in September of 1969.
I was not there.
No, you weren't. Is that the year you were born?
10 years prior.
Sorry. That would have made you an 8-year-old enrolling at Baylor. That was a 45-15 Kansas State win.
Okay.
Which is weird because those must have been during some lean years for Baylor, because Kansas State was almost all lean years prior to Bill
Snyder. Before Bill Snyder.
And then they would not play again until their first time they met in the Big 12. That was November 7th, 1998. So some significant games, I guess, from a Baylor perspective, see what you remember about these. Obviously, the 2012 game is going to be top of the list.
It's great.
Baylor 52, Kansas State 24. They had just assumed the number one spot in the BCS ranking, right? Because
right.
Alabama maybe lost the week before. And then, do you remember that particular night? Because hadn't Baylor lost two or three in a row coming into that Kansas State game? Like, do you remember a particular vibe, or was it like a one of those nights where you go, you know, something crazy might happen tonight?
Yeah, it was. I tell you what I remember most about that game was basketball season had started. So I was shuttling back and forth between a tournament, a basketball tournament in Charleston, South Carolina, and then back for the football game. So I had to get the pregame with Coach Briles early in the week because I was going to be gone. Yes. So I think I did it Monday after the press conference. And, you know, that's a little different to record a pregame that early in the week. But he looked me in the eyes and he said, "We're going to win this game."
Really?
And he said it with such conviction that I said, "That's great." Okay. He said, "We're going to win this game." And I said, "That's great." And came and just whacked him. You know, Colin Klein was the quarterback. They were number one in the BCS and beat him soundly.
Yeah. I mean, that Klein was probably your Heisman front runner at that point.
Yeah.
And
until that point.
Yeah, that drubbing. I think I have a note here. The week before, Baylor had lost to OU. So Nick Florence lost to OU the week before and then never lost again.
Yeah, that's
didn't
right.
He, didn't
they started the string.
Went,
yeah.
Went on a string.
Yeah, five straight, right, to end the season.
Yeah, and then the Holiday Bowl whipping of UCLA. And Garrett, do you mind checking something?
Yeah.
Can you see if that was the night that Whitney Houston died?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I don't know why I have this weird memory of that.
Uh-huh.
But I think it might be.
Huh.
If not, that's a really odd aside into fun facts. Okay, fun facts about Kansas State.
He's got it.
Whitney Houston died on February 11th, 2012.
Not that night.
I don't think it was that night.
Same year.
Something else was going on the night Whitney Houston died too then. Okay. Do you guys know the official color of Kansas State University and Kansas State Athletics? Their official color.
I would say purple, but there's probably another name for it.
I was going to say purple, but it's got to be like a tint.
It's called royal purple, which
nice.
I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So it's their only official color. They mix it in with black, white, and silver. But Kansas State is adamant about royal purple being their only color. Their mascot is called the Power Cat. Now, do you remember last year me asking if you could work in Power Cat into the broadcast?
Yes, I do.
And you did, didn't you?
That was easy. It's the Power Cat logo on their helmet.
Okay.
So that was easy.
I was trying to remember. I knew that you worked it in because I remember listening to the whole game on the radio just waiting for it. And I think I was at the game for some of it. But I thought that maybe you had called one of their formations like a Power Cat formation.
Oh, really?
Like, but I guess it was just a logo.
Could
which
have.
Is, I mean, it is the Power Cat logo. So it really... It wasn't that weird.
We'll get royal purple in there.
There you go.
If I can get it out tomorrow.
There you go. Here's a really cool fun fact, or one that could go horribly wrong. Did you know that Kansas State is one of only 25 universities that has some type of nuclear reactor on campus?
Oh, gosh.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Did not.
I don't think it's like as big as like, you know, Chernobyl or anything like that, but I think that's really cool or could go horribly wrong. Last year when we did this, I mentioned that you kind of start and stop talking about Kansas State with Bill Snyder. He's no longer there. And I'm sure that you guys have talked about it and are familiar, but Chris Klieman, what a great get. I mean,
great hire.
Great hire. Four national championships.
And I think a really great fit for them too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like a cultural thing, but you think a guy from North Dakota, which is, and I don't mean these as insults, it's nondescript, it's out of the way. It's forgotten by the those on the coastal elites, for lack of a better term. And he just slides down south there and takes over a... You're right. He seems like... Although it seems like North Dakota State scored more. You know, they were a pretty high-scoring team. That he's a really good fit there. And they've been really good, right? 3-1
Oh, yeah. 3-1
Who'd they lose to last week?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. So, a really good fit. But I still think that when you talk about Kansas State, it's worth talking about Bill Snyder. So they had, going into this season, 468 wins all time. And Bill Snyder has 212 of them.
Oh,
so he has almost half, or had almost half of their wins. They were the first team in college football history to lose 500 games.
Wow.
Which is not like really something you put on, you don't put that on the side of the stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, they were statistically the worst team in college football history. The worst.
Yes.
Before Bill Snyder took over.
Yes. In their 107-year history prior to, well, just period, they've averaged 4.4 wins a season.
Wow.
So Bill Snyder averaged 7.8 wins a season, and every other coach averaged 3.
Wow.
So that means for every guy that got 6, somebody got 0,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
mm-hmm.
they were really bad. And then the, I think I got in a real rabbit trail wormhole with this particular thing, and we talked about it last year, about coaches that have coached on a field or in an arena that has their name on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? There's not that many people that have done it. At least I didn't think so. But upon further review, there are more, and largely football and basketball. I didn't go into baseball.
Okay.
But I would imagine that, like, places like Miami or Southern California, those guys coached on fields.
Right.
I would imagine Dish Falk, one of those guys, coached, you know, at Dish Falk.
Maybe not, though, because normally it happens, you know, after you're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, gone from coaching. You know what I mean?
Not gone.
No. So how many did you find?
Okay, there's quite a few, and let me just run through these. Some of these I think will surprise you, and some of them I think will make you go, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
So Dean Smith at North Carolina, they opened the Dean Smith Center in 86, and he didn't stop coaching there until 97.
Okay.
So he coached a lot of games at the Dean Smith Center. Fog Allen, they opened Fog Allen in 55. He retired a year later, so okay. he coached a year on a court with his name on it. I think they are renaming the court at the Dean Smith Center Roy Williams Court.
Hmm.
So Roy Williams, I believe last year was the first year that he would have coached games on his court. A couple of more basketball. Gene Cady, when he was at Purdue, he coached on Gene Cady Court. Bob McKillop from Davidson. That's not one that you would have just ripped off the top of your head. Jim Boeheim now at Syracuse. I guess they've renamed the court at the Carrier Dome after him. Pat Summitt at Tennessee. Yeah. Kay Yao at NC State, who I believe she passed away, right, from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then football-wise, Bear Bryant at Bryant-Denny, Lavelle Edwards. They changed that right before he retired. So he coached one game at Lavelle Edwards Stadium at BYU. At Grambling, Eddie Robinson coached at Eddie Robinson Stadium. At a small school in Kansas called Benedictine, Larry Wilcox is still coaching at Larry Wilcox Stadium. And here were two that I thought were, for me, because I'm a nerd, I think these are fun. Amos Alonzo Stagg, they named Stagg Field after him, but he was coaching in a different place.
Nah.
And he was coaching at Pacific, and he brought Pacific back and coached a game as the visiting coach on Stagg Field.
Oh, wow.
And then Bobby Crimmins did that. Do you remember Bobby Crimmins from
Georgia Tech?
He retired from Georgia Tech. They named the court after him. We have long since stopped doing Kansas State fun facts, by the way. We're well into...
There's a connection, though.
ACC basketball of the 90s fun facts. He retired. They named the court after him. He unretired and took the College of Charleston job and then went back and coached on Bobby Crimmins' court.
How about that?
So I think those are two fun notes.
Yeah.
I think that's highly, highly unlikely with Bill Snyder. I don't think Bill Snyder's going to take the Kansas job if Les Miles leaves and come back and coach at Bill Snyder Stadium. Famous alumni real quick. I know we got to go to break. Sports-wise, Mitch Richmond, NBA Hall of Famer. Rolando Blackman, great Dallas Maverick. Did you ever call any of his games in South? No, they weren't Southwest Conference.
No. He played before our time.
Okay. DeLoss Dodds, former athletic director at the University of Texas. Tiger Woods' dad, Earl Woods, who actually broke the color barrier in the Big Seven. So he was the first African-American baseball player in the Big Seven. Lon Kruger, coach at, he's taken 5 schools to the NCAA tournament. Bill Guthridge, he was Dean Smith's assistant for years and took 2 teams to the Final Four at North Carolina. The aforementioned Gene Cady, Gary Patterson from TCU, and then non-sports people, Kirstie Alley, greatness from Cheers, Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family.
Yep.
Is he Cam? Is that the character he plays?
Cam, I think that's right.
Yeah, very funny guy. Aaron Brockovich, who Julia Roberts played in a movie. She went to Kansas State. A guy from The Bachelor named Sean Lowe. This is not a room full of people I would think that would know who he is.
Yeah. Great.
And then a record producer who I think was really influential in Ray Charles's career and who coined the term rhythm and blues, a guy named Jerry Wexler.
Huh.
Those are your famous alumni, and those are your fun facts, sort of, about Kansas State.
Those are great facts. They really are.
You're welcome.
So I've tried more than once, I think, to get Eric Stonestreet on our pregame show when we played Kansas State. And once I got so far as to get to the right person, his publicist, and we were trading emails, and I explained Baylor's playing Kansas State. We'd love to have him on, short interview. And she said, he went to Kansas State. And I said, yes, I understand that. That's why I'm asking. Baylor is playing Kansas State. He didn't go to Baylor. Yes, I understand that. And so then it became kind of a joke. I just kept going, and she just kept saying she just couldn't comprehend the connection of why I was even asking for the interview. So it didn't happen.
So it doesn't sound like being a publicist is that hard of a job.
No.
Goodness.
It did not happen. But it would have been fun. He's been there at a game one of the years when we played Kansas State. He was there on campus. He was at the game.
Did he? I know he didn't play there.
No.
But I feel like.
That's funny.
I feel like he's done, not too long ago, there may have been an AT&T promotion where they were trying to get famous alumni from schools to do some pregame stuff, like live. And he and Barry Switzer did one together. And it was pretty funny, as you would imagine.
Really?
I mean, that's. One's a professionally trained like comedic actor,
right,
and the other one's Barry Switzer. So you're going to get some pretty good fun.
That's pretty good. I think I'll just keep trying. I haven't tried this year. I think I'll just keep trying and see if I can get him, just because that was so funny.
He didn't go to Baylor.
Yes, I know.
Yes, ma'am. you should have wrote back. You should have wrote back. Oh, my fault.
Oh,
my
wrong,
mistake.
Wrong Eric Stone Street, star of Modern Family.
My bad.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Give us a baby update. Everything good?
Yeah.
Month away.
God.
1 month.
1 month.
Shooting for MJ's birthday, November 5th, right?
We're still going for it. We've resigned to give him the name Melton John.
There you go.
He's actually born on November 5th.
Does Carrie know that?
Nope.
She does now.
I'm just going to call him MJ.
That'd be great.
See what she says.
That'd be great. All right. Thanks very much. Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Chris Allman with our fun facts to know and tell and share about Kansas State, Baylor's opponent, coming up tomorrow. Take a break when we come back. Day of the day, some birthdays. We've already mentioned Stephen Simcox's birthday is tomorrow. Greg Bruner's birthday is tomorrow also. We'll go through our birthday list when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
This high school football segment with Whitney head coach Mark Bird is brought to you by Glock Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
First, let me congratulate you on your 100th career win last Friday. Tell me how that felt.
You know, it's been a good ride getting there. I think a lot of times people just think you get to 100 really quick, but when you really have to be in some programs where you have to grind it out and, you know, getting to 100 is a milestone. You know, a lot of people think you can just do it in 10 years, but really it takes a while. And how guys get to 200 and 300 wins, you know, they've really weathered the storm. And I've been through the storm, but getting to that 100th is really sweet, especially with this group of kids.
You're coming off a big district win against McGregor, and now you're rolling to a bye week. What specifically do you try to work on during your off week?
You know, coming out 5 weeks in, what we went back to is we just go back to a lot of individual, you know, cleaning things up, canceling out what we can't do, and really just honing in on our true offense and true defense. I think we spend a lot of time just on making sure we're not taking false steps, false reads, and we're always gaining ground. And plus, we're getting a lot of young kids reps right now that we get to go back and really work with during that week.
Okay. You've got a big group of seniors with a lot of experience. Do you see a difference in preparation from this year to last year?
I do. I felt like last year at this time we were still really having to put in a lot of game plan because those seniors were still learning the offense, where this group of seniors, you know, they've gone through a spring, they've gone through two summers now, and, you know, we can really start communicating with them a lot easier and making the game more efficient with this bunch of kids. And plus, one thing about this group of kids, they have experienced success as far as getting into the playoffs, as far as having young success. So, you know, they have a little bit different aspect than just trying to get in like that group of seniors did last year.
Okay, and one last question. You got an off week this weekend. Football, road trip, what do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what we did. I've given the coaches off. They've got to have a breather themselves, and we're only working Sundays. We worked Saturday last week and Sunday this week. So really trying to get them home to their families, letting our kids be kids and get some family time with them is our main point right now.
ESPN Central Texas.
Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Tonight, we have high school football across all our family of stations. Temple, they'll be on the road taking on Belton. Here's Temple's head coach Scott Stewart talking about tonight's rivalry game.
You know, I think they're a good football team. I think they've been bit by the injury bug, and they've tried to find themselves. They're well coached, and they play their guts out. You can throw records out the window when it comes to probably anybody in this district, but especially when you get kind of a proximity game like this.
Temple versus Belton will be on AM 1330 and 93.9 FM. Waco High takes on Coppers Cove on 101.3 FM. Robinson is at Salado on 104.9 FM. And Connolly is at Lorena on AM 1590 and 99.3 FM. Pre-game for all is at 7 p.m. with kickoff at 7:30 and can be streamed live at CentexSportsFan.com under High School Football Broadcast.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. He is the voice of the Bears.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on this Friday, brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Here's a neat deal. Put it on your calendar. It's still, a couple of weeks away, 3 weeks away, actually, from tonight. It's the Halloween dinner party in River Cruise. Garrett, remember when they had the date night?
Yeah.
Remember the date night and it sold out? Dinner, like three-course dinner, president's suite. After that, you walk down to the lagoon there. It's not a lagoon. The Baylor Basin, yeah. and go on a sunset cruise. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was very popular.
I knew they would bring it back, and it's really awesome that they're doing it with this, so that
yes.
should be a good turnout.
So here we go. It's the Halloween dinner party in River Cruise. The Baylor Club invites you to eat, drink, and be scary at the Halloween dinner party in River Cruise. Start the evening with a glass of witch's brew during the reception, followed with a frightening-themed dinner. After dinner, we will cruise down the spooky Brazos for an hour and a half and monster mash the night away. A wicked good time for everyone. How about that? It is Friday, October 25th. So giving you plenty of notice here. It starts in the President's Suite, 6 p.m. reception, 6:30 dinner, and then the river cruise down the Brazos, a spooky Brazos to end the night. So menu to follow, it says. So we'll keep you updated on that, but maybe put that on your calendar for Friday, October 25th, the Halloween dinner party in River Cruise given by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
That sounds really fun, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to be trying to jump on that, and I'm excited to see what they come up with as far as their menu,
yeah,
their
exactly.
spooky little menu.
Exactly. They'll be very creative
yeah.
with that. I know they will. So check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. You can always give them a call with any questions you might have, 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Appreciate Mike Mosel and everyone at the Baylor Club. All right, today's day of the day is, there were a lot of options today, right?
There were a lot of options.
There really were.
And I balanced them out and weighed, and I kind of took my personal preference on this one. So
I'm with you. So today's, it is National Taco Day.
Yeah.
National Taco Day is what rises above all the other options. October 4th, the day recognizes the savory tortilla stuffed with fillings. Doesn't have to be Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. So get out and enjoy your favorite. The history of tacos predates the arrival of Europeans in Mexico. Anthropological evidence shows the native people living in the lake region of the Valley of Mexico traditionally ate tacos filled with small fish. That is going back.
Yeah.
That is going way back. In 1964, Roberto Gomez established the National Taco Council. Who knew? The council sent a 55-pound taco. What?
That's
55-pound taco to LBJ in 1967. So today, National Taco Day. Celebrate appropriately.
You got a favorite taco spot?
I like Torchy's.
Torchy's is good.
I really like Torchy's. I like Fuego's. You know, tacos at any of the regular Mexican places, I think, are good.
I think if I'm going for street tacos here in Waco, I'll go to Torchy's or Zacatecas. But if I'm going for the Tex-Mex crunchy ones, I'll just go to Taco Casa.
Yeah, that's good. That is really good there.
Crunchy tacos.
All right, today, hashtag National Taco Day. Let's mention some birthdays today and coming up through the weekend. Also, Mark Alford's birthday is today. Mark used to work at Channel 10. He's now a morning anchor at Kansas City, the Fox station there, and has been for a long time. Tomorrow, let's slip into the weekend. Big birthday day tomorrow. Greg Bruner's birthday. Mention that. Happy birthday, Mr. Bruner. I'll give him a call either today or tomorrow. So happy birthday to Greg Bruner at Bruner Auto in Stephenville. It is Stephen's birthday. We talked and told Stephen happy birthday. Stephen Simcox here at the station. So happy birthday to him. Rusty Reynolds here in town. It's Rusty's birthday. It's Steve Hall's birthday coming up tomorrow also. So those are some big birthdays to know about and pass along coming up tomorrow.
I got one today. It's Anthony Harris. I worked with him at Providence. He was our guy in the mailroom. And then a couple over the weekend. Saturday is a guy. He worked for the newspaper up in Waxahachie, Travis Smith. Tomorrow's his birthday. And then Sunday, a friend of mine, Jason Mathis, it's his birthday. And another guy I grew up with, Steve Marquez. It's his birthday as well.
All right. Very good. So big birthday weekend here ahead. Happy birthday to everybody. All right. Have a great weekend. Appreciate Chris coming in with fun facts to know and tell about Baylor's opponent tomorrow, Kansas State. We'll be in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, on the air at 12:30 with the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show. It's a 2:30 kickoff for the Bears and the Wildcats coming up tomorrow. Television is on ESPN2, so hope you can join us for the broadcast if you're not making the trip to the Little Apple. And could be rainy up there, so we'll see how that affects things, game plans and otherwise, tomorrow for Baylor and Kansas State. Appreciate Garrett and Steven giving us a high school preview, games to watch for tonight. We'll hear them on the scoreboard show later tonight after baseball here on ESPN Central Texas. Safe travels to everybody going out to the high school games tonight. Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Monday at 9. Right now, we invite you to stay tuned. The Matt Mosley Show is next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Adios.